Kush and Kai. Twice a month, the Kahuna Kids come together to talk movies. Kush and Kai. If it's fantastical, controversial, or just stupid fun, Kush and Kai talk about it in detail. Subscribe and review on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. KushandKai.com, part of the Bosley.net.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. You want to move on to my mini HBO block?
Before you do that, I was sitting in the theater waiting for Rocky IV to start. They play trailers as they do before every movie. And the newest pissing contest has happened. And it's weird. I don't even think they're aware it's happened. And what I'm referring to is like the Armageddons versus Deep Impacts and White House Down versus Olympus Has Fallen.
Volcano.
There's going to be two movies coming out this year that involve a global power surge where something magical happens immediately following. In one movie actually coming out next week called Yesterday, a failed musician somehow survives the global surge, but he is hit by a car. Once he wakes up in the hospital, apparently the entire world has forgotten about the Beatles and their music.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very cute. I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. There's going to be a Kush Hayes show about it. This was a complete coincidence that we're even talking about it. Then they played the second trailer. Also, a global power surge, this time affecting someone hanging out in the International Space Station who falls off the station and falls through the atmosphere and somehow survives.
Wow.
Is that magical? But somehow his dad, Tommy Lee Jones, has come back to life or has been in another dimension or whatever. But that's Ad Astra, and that's coming out with Brad Pitt and, like I just said, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, is that what that one's about?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. We're getting into dimensional shift stuff. Wow, where does this go?
So anyway, I just wanted to bring those two up here. I thought that's been on my mind for the last couple hours.
I thought you were going to say it's going up against Isn't It Romantic, that Rebel Wilson thing where she wakes up in an alternate reality. Oh, no, but that went up against What Men Want one. Remember? They both got hit in the head and now things happen.
That's right. They're both remakes, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good stuff. Yeah, we'll see how that battle goes down. We need a term for when Hollywood is like chasing itself, like when they double down like that.
I think it's the pissing contest.
Honestly. Just the pissing contest? Mm-hmm. Double down on the pissing contest. All right. HBO block here. There's a new series out. It's called Euphoria. Mm-hmm. And it follows this one.
Is that with Zendaya?
Yes, it is. Zendaya plays
Rue. Tell me more about this.
Zendaya plays Rue, and she is 17 and just gets out of rehab. And it's a very... It's hard to describe because it's as if they took everything. It's like, what are parents afraid of today? Is it sex and drugs, transgender things, and pedophiles? It's like, it's all of that. They just took the bar rag, wrung it out, and it's just it's all of the fears being ejected. And it's just, they're dealing with addiction issues and then kids having sex with adults and then each other and then stuff being posted online. Now, do you know what this movie reminded me of? And just, it's sort of in a different, more polished HBO form. Do you remember Kids from like, what was that, 96 or something?
Yeah.
This is that, but it's got more polish. And yeah, I'm reading everywhere where it's like, oh, they're, Euphoria is trying to troll America. Or there's just, is it too much or is it too ever? I'm like, no, this sort of like... this format of storytelling where it's like these intense relationships inside all of this pressure and there's this youth, like this isn't new. Like there's, they've got good dramatic sort of hooks and spins and there's some good, really good like acting pieces to it. But as a parent, I'm like, I don't regret watching the first one, but it's going to be hard to get me back just because it's like, it's not like I didn't know that these things happen and or exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or these are problems that it's not a type of entertainment that I'm going to seek again. I'm not learning anything from it. I don't think this is for me. So I got to tap out. Very well, very effective in freaking folks out. But Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I'm with you on this one. So I'm gonna just sit it out then, just yeah, based on your description.
I'll be the bellwether for you. I mean, it was well done. But like, all the shocking stuff is shocking, but it's like, I'm good.
Don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but great job, Zendaya. There's an Apatow. There's a daughter Apatow in this one. And I was reading a brief interview with Eric Dane, who plays one of the parents who wore a prosthetic. He's talking about the prosthetic penis he wore that was fully erect in the show that he was having sex with an underage person with. So that's good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff, everybody. Moving along. All right, I'm closing with Chernobyl. So the second one I'm going to go to is Los Espookies. This is about...
Sounds like a kid's show.
It's not exactly, although we watched it with my daughter. She loved it. She thought it was great. And even high degree of difficulty, most of it is in Spanish and you get subtitles.
Okay, so it sounds like it's part of HBO Latino.
It might be. It takes place in LA and then it bleeds back into English a ton. And it's funny, they have, when the subtitles are in different languages, when they flip back and forth, the font and the color changes appropriately.
Oh, dang.
It's a goofy, small little story about these party planners that are really good at doing spooky things. Mm-hmm. So then they start doing spooky events. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they get media attention on it. And they've got these quirky characters. And then Fred Armisen plays a fantastic part in there. Mm-hmm. And I talk about like, well, it's something a little different. This is a perfect degree of different for me, because it was fun, careless, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing scary things, but it's in this very pleasing, nice way. If you don't mind subtitles, there was nothing wrong with it. This was carefree fun here.
Fred Armisen, though, I feel like he's upset that he's not Steve Martin.
Well, I feel you. But he did a fine job.
How much is he in the show?
Nah, he's down there. He's not in the the main cast. He's a character, but yeah, he's not one of the mains.
Okay.
Yeah, I recommend it. I do.
And then going back to shocking, which is what we need.
Oh, wait.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, I got to Chernobyl. That first and second episode, just with the score and the acting and all the stuff that went on, just haunting in a word. Like, it was just
fair enough.
The sense of terror and complete, like, oh no, this is bad. And their big juxtaposition is the scientists on the ground going like, this is a problem, this is wrong, and people with their own interests, and then the Soviet state going, everything's fine, nothing's wrong. That level of insanity of just people being told to their face, well, no, you're mistaken, the core didn't melt down, because that's not what happens to Russian, to Soviet equipment. And it was like, bro, there's a column of flame that's like 1,000 feet high. This is an issue. They're like, no, it's not. That was terrifying. All the parts are really, really well put together. I was even further pleased. I don't know if pleased is the right word, but just impressed. They took a lot of care to bake in real details that happened, and then they show them in such little very effective ways. But probably by even, and these are movie length episodes, there's 5 of them, by midway through the third and then into the fourth, they had hit a formula where it's like, this shot's way too long, you're just making us think about the whispered conversation between two scientists where they're worried the government, or they know the government won't listen to them, and then the dread about that. It was like, okay, let's go. You just want to get up and like jog in place to be like, come on, we can do this show. I know this is what it is, but yeah, they're just surrounding.
It sounds a lot like a radioactive, shorter version of The Wire. So I've only seen a couple out of context screenshots of people that were melted. It's just like,
oh my gosh.
No, I'm guessing that's like a fraction of a second.
In the first one, that's kind of a deal. There's a lot more melting going on there. And that was just like, you don't eat for like immediately after.
Do they linger on it, or is it just like a flash again?
No. Yeah. They cruise by some folks. There's a couple lingering shots of people that are even still walking around that are really brutal.
Okay.
And then later you see the effects of stuff, and that's also like, as distasteful as you would imagine. And then the last episode, they really change tones because it goes into like the court case, the state's case against who did what wrong. Mm-hmm. And actually, that was, if you watched 1, 2, and 5, like you'd probably walk away with like, okay, you did a good job here. It's a court case, so they have to break down all of this jargon into, and apparently most of this happened. They have to break down exactly what happened and why. And by the end, they've done a really good job of sort of telling you how a reactor works. So you're like, oh yeah, look at that. So I felt real comfortable with, you know what I mean? It was like, oh yeah, that they showed this happen. That's when they were gonna run a test. They're running the power too low, but then it fills with xenon gas, but then you can't bring the energy back up at the same rate. It was like, oh no, it was all cohesive. So forgetting, you know, for being able to break that down in that way, like a masterful job that they did there and well acted. Again, I think I might have said this last time though, the Russians not super happy that this is a topic that Sky in the UK and HBO came together to do, because mm-hmm. yeah, this is a pretty big disaster. It's being portrayed by Brits who they don't even throw. I like that they don't even pretend that they're trying to do a Russian anything. They just, everything's written in Russian in the background. So it's a little weird, but yeah, we're on with the time and place. That's fine.
Yeah, people need to stop getting hung up on an actor's accent. Just read the fucking lines, man.
Just dive in.
If they gave you an authentic accent, you wouldn't understand the fucking dialogue to begin with. So just
my God.
get the message out there.
Yeah, and then if this was in Russian, like, I'm probably not going to slog through that one. Let's see, what is that guy's name, the lead actor? Jared Harris, mm-hmm. who, God, what would you recognize him from? He's been in a ton of shit. Mm-hmm. There's awards headed hit his way for this here.
Okay.
He has done a... Why do you go to somebody's page and it pops open the bio on IMDb? It was useless. Just give me the... Okay, yeah. Mortal Instruments, Benjamin Button, Allied, Sherlock Holmes, Animals, The Crown, The Expanse. Oh, he's in Robot Chicken, Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's freaking everywhere.
It could be anybody in Robot Chicken, and depending on which Sherlock Holmes you're talking about, I haven't seen any of those movies.
Oh, yeah, you weren't on board there. The Terror.
I didn't say I wasn't on board. Just depending on what Sherlock, and even then I'd be like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, he was in Mad Men too.
Oh yep, there we go. More. It's like you're reading just stuff Kush has never seen.
Wait a minute. I think I can cut this out here. Oh, Lady in the Water.
yeah. Skipped it. That was great.
Okay. Well, Fringe. I never saw either.
Fringe. Yeah, missed out on Fringe.
The Devil's Violinist. You may not know who this man is, actually. That's funny. You'd see a picture. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy. Anywho, he's definitely on some short lists for some awards. Tour de force by him. And if you're, again, same sort of... I almost didn't finish it, but there was enough there with the actual historical details that was like, oh, that's interesting. Just some also of the works series. Projects.
Like they literally have a middle, beginning, and an end. Like,
yes, yes. You know. So that carried me through, but otherwise, like, yeah, heavy subject matter, very tough, lots of just people getting taken out. But then, yeah, even just the threat of what might have happened was even scarier, where they poisoned most of Europe's water supply, but they prevented that from happening. So all the heroes that gave their lives and incurred cancer to try and stop that from happening. So good job on you guys. Yeah, good job on you. Wouldn't work as a musical, I don't think.
No.
No. Good shit. Well, yeah, you have anything else? That's the end of my HBO shortlist.
No, that's all I got, buddy. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, sounds good. I was working. We were excited to jump into Big Little Lies Season 2. We had to finish Season 1, and I think there's one issue with that show, and it took me a while to figure it out. Because they have so many like A-listers showing up, it feels like all of them are contractually obligated to receive the same amount of screen time.
Interesting.
So all of the storylines, some are big and some are small, but they all have the same screen time. So it's uneven. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like, what are we supposed to be paying attention to here? It's just this mishmash sometimes. Yeah. There's some interesting parts to it, and it's a lot of sunset, like coastal California porn in Monterey. A lot of those prestige shots, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So if you want some white wine and just see Reese behaving badly, then yeah, go to town. But it's
a little wonky.
Good stuff. All right, Kush. Tell them to check us out on the lines. Find some of the Twitters. Check out the Kush Hayes Pod. Rocking and being over there. All right, Kush. Rock on.
Rock on, Kai.
Kush and Kai. Twice a month, the Kahuna Kids come together to talk movies. Kush and Kai. If it's fantastical, controversial, or just stupid fun, Kush and Kai talk about it in detail. Like and follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Kush and Kai. KushandKai.com, part of TheBosley.net.
TheBosley.net.
Sit, Bosley, sit.
Is that magical? But somehow his dad has come back to life or has been in another dimension or whatever.
Wow, where does this go?